AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Kansas City fans are running on adrenaline today. Their team won their second Super Bowl in 4 years, a 38-35 victory over the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. Vincent Alexander had a seat at the big game.
Patrick Mahomes went down. I thought it was pretty much over. He came back like a trooper, like always.
Mahomes and the Chiefs rallied in the second half. A field goal with 8 seconds left clinched it. Patrick Mahomes is the Super Bowl MVP.
Luckily, I'm going to Disneyland now, so I have Disney World and Disneyland crossed off, and they'll make some more parks so I can go around everywhere and do a world tour.
As for the Eagles, fan Vincent Tyler in Philadelphia is heartbroken.
Disappointed. Disappointed is the main word.
Alexander got a tattoo of a broken heart on his wrist after the game. At halftime, it was the Rihanna show. Rihanna not only performed on one of the highest pressure shows on earth, she did it while pregnant. Rihanna's representative later confirmed she is expecting her second child. She had her first child in May. 4 objects have been shot down by the U.S. over the last 8 days. The latest, an unidentified object over Lake Huron in Michigan yesterday, on orders from President Biden. General Glenn Van Herk is head of NORAD and the U.S. Northern Command.
What we're seeing is very, very small objects that produce a very, very low radar cross-section.
It follows the shooting down of a big Chinese balloon over South Carolina. China now says more than 10 U.S. high-altitude balloons have flown in its airspace during the past year without its permission. Ukraine says fierce battles rage outside Bakhmut in the east. Czech Republic midfielder Jakub Janko posted on video on social media he's gay, making him one of the most high-profile male soccer players to come out. This is AP News. New Mexico State has canceled its college basketball season. There are allegations of false imprisonment, harassment, and criminal sexual contact.
The announcement was made Sunday. A campus police report detailed a February 6 incident where 3 players ganged up on a teammate, held him down, took off his clothes, manhandled, and touched him inappropriately. That same victim details other incidents in locker rooms and on road trips since last summer. The school chancellor said in a statement, "It's time for this program to reset." That could come Tuesday when university regents hold a closed meeting to discuss what is only being described as personnel matters. I'm Julie Walker.
A survey from the American Jewish Committee shows more than 4 in 10 Jews in the U.S. feel their status in America is less secure than it was a year earlier. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.